This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
As always, lots in the news to discuss, which we're happy to do that with you about whatever you want to talk about. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. You can join us on Discord as well. In the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm, and it is the live Sunday edition. So let's see where to start here tonight. I know that you wanted to talk about the UBI. What is the UBI?
Well, UBI stands for Universal Basic Income. And we've actually had a somewhat frequent caller that calls in to advocate this sort of thing.
It's Gary Johnson.
What's that?
Gary Johnson. He loves the UBI, doesn't he, Mr. Libertarian?
Does he? I don't know.
I wouldn't surprise me. I also don't think he regularly or semi-regularly calls this radio program.
No, but it wouldn't surprise me if he likes the idea of the UBI. He's the most unlibertarian person who's ever run. I don't know. Maybe Bob Barr. I don't know. He's one of the worst candidates they've ever put forward, the Libertarian Party.
Okay, candidates that actually got the nomination. I was going to counter with Derek Michael Reed.
Oh, no, he was he was one of the ones running for the nomination,
yes,
and didn't even come anywhere close, but that guy was ridiculous.
He's the guy that said that he wanted to bring back public executions so that, quote-unquote, eight-year-olds would be forced to watch their legs twitch and be scared straight.
Wow. All right.
So UBI, Universal Basic Income. It's the concept that every man, woman, and child in a geographic area would be given money just for existing in that geographic area. Now, Stockton, California.
Basically, straight up welfare for everybody.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Stockton, California has some kind of program. Headline from Time Magazine, which I don't know if they're actually a magazine anymore, but from the website, headline is, this U.S. city will give its poorest people $500 a month, no strings attached. But yet what pops up in the actual browser at the top in the title bar is, this mayor wants universal basic income.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can tell from the two titles that they have on their website, they're saying different things.
All right.
One says universal basic income. The other says giving the poorest people $500 a month, which is not necessarily the same as universal basic income.
Right, because universal basic
UBI
income
is everyone.
Right, it would include rich people, too.
Yes. The article begins, the mayor of Stockton, California, wants to provide a universal basic income for the city's poorest residents. Starting this year, an experimental program called the Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration, or SEED program, will pay $500 a month to a few hundred of the city's low-income residents. No strings attached.
Sweet. That's a lot of crack that you can buy with $500 a month. Or some
you can still argue that it's universal.
A lot of alcohol.
You could argue that it's universal by simply saying that anybody who makes more than $500 a month has the income and doesn't need to get it from the city.
Well, it's a stretch, but okay. Universal among poor people is what you're saying?
I mean that if you get it, that you exempt yourself out and you're still part of the universe, it's just you're not getting any help to be there.
Let's actually continue with the article before you jump to a conclusion about who is or is not eligible.
Give me the name of the program again, though.
The SEED program, the Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration.
That's what I was laughing about.
SEED.
Yeah, we've been reading economics in one lesson here, and we've actually got another chapter or portion of a chapter to get to.
Yeah, so I'm kind of glad that we waited on this until the night that we have been covering the economics in one lesson.
Yeah, so this Stockton Economic Empowerment thing.
Yes.
You know, again, just because you name something economic empowerment doesn't actually mean that's what's going to happen. I mean, this is really for the benefit of the politicians to make people think they're doing something for these people, but ultimately all they're doing is, if they were to do it amongst everybody,
right,
all they would really end up doing is just driving prices of things up.
So, continuing on, Time says the idea behind UBI is to provide a degree of economic security for the most vulnerable in a community. So, just a degree of security. Mm-hmm. Not actual security, just a degree of it.
Okay.
The goal is to counteract the destabilizing forces of globalization and technological innovation that have led to job loss and wage stagnation for countless workers. A lot of big names in Silicon Valley support UBI. Mark Zuckerberg, advocated for the concept in his commencement speech at Harvard.
Well, then he's going to commit millions of dollars to this project, right? He's just going to pour, since he really is supporting of it, he's going to pour.
Let me continue.
Money.
Another Facebook executive who supports providing people with free money and no restrictions is Chris Hughes, who personally donated $1 million to the Economic Security Project, a program he co-chairs, which will provide funding for Stockton's program to get off the ground this year.
Now, if that's what people want to do, then I say good luck. You should be able to donate to a bad charitable idea. Now, I mean, there's some charities that are effective, and there's other charities that aren't, and I don't believe that even if this were to not be a government program, and it is, but even if there were some sort of private UBI program that only a bunch of economically ignorant rich people were donating to, I think they should be free to make that choice, but I still don't think you're actually helping people by giving them money with no strings attached. I mean, to me, the reason why poor people in a lot of cases are poor because they've been making bad choices in their life. They may feel distraught over having a bad life, and they want to, use a bunch of money on drugs or whatever. But regardless of their reasons, they're making choices that are not going to help them get wealthy. And if you just hand a poor person who is terrible with their money a bunch of money, then they're going to squander it.
But that will just encourage them to become artists and writers and video game creators and coders.
It'll give them the degree of security in that they feel as though secure because they know where their next bottle of Jack Daniels is going to come from. They feel secure about that.
Right. So that encourages them to then become creative and write the best novel ever,
sure,
right?
Well,
no, you when you're going down the wrong road, you don't change until you hit the bottom, until you're flat on your back and you've got nowhere else to go. And if somebody gives you $500 instead, then you can coast a little bit longer and keep living the same way you've been.
That's exactly what you'll do.
The article continues, it's no accident that much of the support for UBI comes from Silicon Valley, where the potential for mass unemployment is starker than most other places in the country. Major companies there are in neck-to-neck competition to create labor-saving technologies, such as self-driving cars, that will inevitably replace greater numbers of humans with automation and robots. Now, as an aside, did either one of you see the headline that apparently there was an automated truck that drove one of these self-driving tractor trailer things that drove from California to Florida recently?
I didn't see it.
Was it with a person behind the wheel? One of those?
Like, I don't know. I only saw the headline. Yeah. I didn't read the article. I was just asking if either of you saw the headline. No. I'll try to pull that up.
That's interesting, though.
I'm also on that in that vein. I was thinking the other day, if those ever become, a thing, a real thing, ubiquitous and so forth, they need to put sensors on them to detect 8-year-old boys' arms out the windows of their own cars doing the motion.
doing so that they can do the honk honk.
Doing the honk motion, or the pull your horn motion. That was always fun, to do that when they drove by as a young person.
And I know it must be really fun for the truck drivers, too. I bet they love that.
I bet. I would. I mean, you get a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Kids are They're so adorable.
Stockton is a town already facing problems. The city has been plagued by a lack of job opportunities with low wages and high housing prices.
All right.
As so Silicon Valley exploded around it.
More money for the poor people to prevent them from going out and having to get a job. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe you want to call in to back up this terrible idea of universal basic income. We'll continue here in moments on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line. You can join there over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you want to get information about Bitcoin, then you really ought to go over to bitcoin.com. Great place to go and get started and get the basics on the world of cryptocurrency. If you're not brand new, then you'll also find useful resources over at bitcoin.com, like the news site, which has updates daily. Go to news.bitcoin.com to find that. That's, once again, news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to go into your calls and thoughts more about the universal basic income idea, a terrible one, which they're now experimenting with in Stockton, California. But first, we go to Duke. He is in South New Jersey,
hey,
listening to WPG. Hello, Duke.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great program.
Thanks.
I don't know how they can fund a program like that when the state's really busted. They can't even manage their own money.
Good point.
There's a lot of pseudo-intellectual unicorn jockeys there, and I think they need to take a minute and get off the horse and put their feet on firmly on the ground in reality. Because,
hey, how can they do that? I mean, they have access to other people's money. I mean, that is just not reality. That is a total fantasy land where they get to just spend money that's not theirs.
Well, it's kind of like what the government does. They spend everybody else's money, and we're $20 trillion in debt, but nobody ever talks about that.
Well, that's what we're talking about. This is the government. I mean, we're talking about the government of Stockton, California.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's state government. I'm talking about federal, but...
Well, it'd be local.
Okay.
This would be local government in this case. I don't believe the state of California is involved in this.
Yeah, I think like people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these rich actors that are against the country, I think they should fund the program. They should give like 20% out of their take for the year and give it to the poor people, like you guys said, so they can buy liquor and maybe they can get weed. They should send it to Colorado. I mean, just think how happy those people would be.
Well, I mean, they're already getting plenty of liquor and weed, but I do agree with you that people that support universal basic income should be the ones that are funding the universal basic income. Now, I'm not opposed to helping people who need help, but I don't think that just giving people a handout without any kind of strings attached to it, any kind of accountability whatsoever attached to it, is a good idea. And it's especially a bad idea when it's done by the government, because then, you know, you don't even have any accountability for the bureaucrats running the program, or virtually. I mean, so basically there's no accountability for anybody here.
No, there isn't. What about giving the $500 to people that are on disability, that live on a fixed income?
Oh, I'm sure they'll give them that, too. I mean, they're just going to hand it out to
probably people that are going to qualify.
Yeah, for sure. Duke, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I've been listening to your show, and you guys are really, really good, and I really appreciate the way you guys conduct yourself on the radio.
Well, thanks. If you like Free Talk Live, I'd recommend you pick up the phone during the week, call the program director at the radio station that you're listening to. I think you're listening to WPG there in Atlantic City, and just tell them thanks. Tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great night.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Duke. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because a lot of our stations that carry us, and we've got over 175 great radio stations across the country from coast to coast that air Free Talk Live at various different times throughout the week, but most of them aren't carrying 7 nights per week. So if you're getting Saturday or Sunday, or just weeknights or whatever, if you're listening tonight, you're getting Sunday. But if you're just getting one day or another, not the whole 7 days, then when you compliment the program director for airing Free Talk Live, you could ask nicely to hear more of Free Talk Live. And that's always nice for a program director to actually get a compliment, because a lot of the time when they pick up the phone, if it's a listener that has something to say, it's almost always, I don't like what I heard on that morning show, or, you know, whatever.
Right. Generally, people only call to complain.
Yeah. So you saying something nice will be conspicuous. It'll stand out, and that might make a difference. Might make it so that more people or more shows of ours will get carried on that station. Maybe not the next day, but, you know,
right,
a few months down the road, those things can happen. And so that's kind of what we do, Daryl, is we contact radio stations during the week, you know, during business hours, and we pitch Free Talk Live to them. And that also includes kind of following up with our existing stations that take the show and making sure they're doing all right. And so that's kind of one of the things that we do. So it's always nice when, you know, we talk to a program director and they say, oh, yeah, one of our listeners called up about your show. And, you know, they appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to call us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Tom is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Are there two people on this line?
It's Tom in Utah and Keith in Virginia. Hey, thanks for having us on last night. And I just wanted to give you a quick intro for Tom about gasinamerica.com. But there, he talked about the manufactured and mobile home defect design that's causing carbon monoxide poisoning. So
yeah, you did call about that last night. Was there something else that you wanted to share about that?
You know, the news headlines... The reason why I wanted them to call is some of the news headlines about the really bad flu. And he actually, with his additional background in the medical field, in pathology, both in hospitals and also veterinary sciences, he actually worked on that as well when this particular strain was around in, I think it was 1996. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, about 1997. So we're now just a generation away the normal reemergence period of these viruses and bacteria. So I'm sitting here.
What are we talking about exactly? You're talking about the flu?
Yes.
Okay.
H3N2. Literally, I was really hated after I was asked by the director of the epidemiology at the Utah State Department of Health to testify before the Finance Committee of the Utah State Legislature. I had flagged Dr. Nichols of the pending flu problem that we would have, which would take out the babies and the more vulnerable elderly. And
what are you saying here? Are you saying that the flu is some sort of manufactured crisis? I'm not real sure what you're getting at.
No. These viruses exist in nature, and they reemerge periodically depending upon the immune system of the population.
Right. Okay.
So it was a generation ago that I was asked to speak to the Utah State Legislature, and of course I walked out of there. And my life turned to hell because I did not know I was offending the people who actually make money off of the product.
How were you offending people? I'm not real clear on what you're saying.
I'm also not clear on why you were asked to speak to the legislature.
Well, see, one of my associates down in a county where we have a large livestock production, he sent me a little article that the newspaper down there was complaining because they were having a high die-off of the turkey pullets and the chicks. And it listed on there that they'd identified H3N2, the veterinary medical people. Sounds like you're coming to a break.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where this is all going, but we'll give you a chance to explain it here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I also have some concerns that there's. It seems like you guys might be trying to promote a website or a book without buying advertising. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Liberty.menu is where you can go to get your business listed and get it in front of other libertarians. It is a liberty-oriented business and events and digital media directory. There's all kinds of things that you can list there, and listings are free over at liberty.menu. It's a really great tool. There's actually comments, if you can leave comments about your business there. There's a bit of a social networking aspect to it as well, but it's exclusively for individuals like you, maybe, who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get your special Free Talk Live badge. That's liberty.menu. As we continue here with so far a confusing call from Tom in Utah, but I wanted to, you know, try to get through this, try to get something out of it. Tom, you called in tonight, and one of the things that's confusing is you've called twice now in the last 2 days, and I remember you did call at some point in the past, and you've got another gentleman on the line, which is extra confusing. Normally our rule is only one person on the line at any given time, so you have like a kind of like a handler who's on the line with you?
Well, if I can explain that, and thanks for raising that concern so we can clarify it. Tom was blinded by the second of two retaliatory attacks on him after speaking to about all the members of Congress and the Senate about this problem that we mentioned on the website that we gave out. That website contains the CDC and the Government Accounting Office, the GAO report, that validated his findings.
And just so our listeners that don't know, you're talking about some sort of gassing issue with
carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, with
hold on, I thought you were talking about the flu.
Well, now we're going back to explain.
And what I said is that what happened yesterday. That is what we called about last. We talked about that last night. What prompted my
what they talked about last night, Daryl, was this gas issue.
I was seeing headlines. I'm sorry, I was seeing headlines again. A lot about the flu. Flu season still getting worse, causing 1 in 10 deaths. Those are a couple of the sample headlines that if you just Google flu on, you know, news.google or whatever, you'll see all these.
Yeah, I mean, there's always alarmist headlines about the flu. I don't know why anybody should really be so concerned about it.
I understand that, but just.
But why are you mentioned that this that Tom had been blinded. Hold on there. You mentioned that Tom had been blinded after an attack. So is that why you're on the phone with him? Is he can't dial a
exactly.
telephone?
Exactly. I three-way called to get him on.
So
not only am I just assisting in that, but I'm advocating the work that he's doing. He's not getting paid for it. On the contrary.
And do you believe that he has been blinded on purpose or that it was a random attack?
Let me explain that. I had actually identified the poisoning problem in the FEMA trailers, come to find out, and I had been in her face twice in my trips to D.C., come to find out that the Clinton Foundation was trying to pawn those units off, already condemned by my work, onto the Haitians, onto the Native Americans, also onto the unsuspecting poor. And after I testified in the Senate and the House and in the White House, believe it or not, face-to-face with Obama twice with the Native Americans. I was then assaulted. They didn't leave their business card, so I don't know precisely who, but they did a very sophisticated attack on me, so they affected my sight.
How did they blind you? Was it an acid attack? I mean, what was it that they used?
No. Acid is a jack acid. I'm sorry. I'm an old pathologist. If I want to take you out, I'm going to do it in a way that there's no true evidence. That was done, we know that, then with a biological agent. They caught me while I was asleep. But anyway, that's neither
Hold
here
on.
Nor there.
So what you're saying, well, no, it isn't neither here nor there. That's the most interesting part of the story so far. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that something happened to you. But are you saying that you woke up one day blind and that you believe that there was an attack that was brought against you while you were sleeping?
Yeah, I woke up with tachyarrhythmia, that's an irregular, fast-beating heart, and within hours, my side and my right eye, where they applied the droplets while I was asleep, and you can do that in
you
your
sleep. You believe they did.
Listen, Orrin Hatch and Charles Grassley, they're aware of this. They said, Tom, you're lucky they didn't take you out altogether. But they're not in the practice of doing that anymore.
Now, do you believe that it was behind this? I mean, do you think it was the manufacturers of the manufactured housing or the Clintons?
No, not the manufacturers. It's the people who regulate them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at the website, by the way?
I've got all kinds of things that I need to do.
I search
around on the internet
for
things like that. Now, look, I mean, I don't know if what you're saying is you know, valid or not, but you know, anybody's free to call in and make any claims that they want to here on Free Talk Live. I want to thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. What do you think? Do you think that that really happened the way he said it did, that he was somebody put some drops in his eyes in the middle of the night, and then the next day he had an irregular heartbeat leading to blindness? Or
he believes that happened.
Yeah, or was it just a coincidence that, you know, you're getting older, something bad happens to your body, and you go blind? I mean, which one is more likely?
I don't know. Again, I will say I believe that he believed that happened.
Yeah. I could see myself going down that rabbit hole, though, with these FEMA trailers.
Yeah.
FEMA trailers. And
those really did have problems, and this guy may have been the guy who uncovered that.
And how is that connected to the flu?
Or
it just happens to be the same guy?
It's the same guy.
Well, you guys didn't give him a chance to get to that.
No, I didn't want to.
But I could imagine that the provision of all of any kind of disaster relief is a real opportunity for somebody to cash in, and I could well imagine people throwing together these shoddy ramshackle trailers
cutting corners.
Making a mint off it.
Yep,
sure.
Yeah, I can believe all that stuff too. Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. Matthew is on the line in Louisiana, and also if you are just calling, you know, to do a three-way call, then you don't need to do all the intro handling stuff. You could just call and let the guy talk for himself. That's the other weird thing about that that call. Anyway, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a strange call.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do better.
But given what I heard, can I mention another national radio talk show without – yeah, what I heard on Tom Gresham's Gun Talk today – he had a guy from Gun Law US or something like that on. But this guy was talking about the problems with the NICS system, you know, the National Instant Background Check System. And he also mentioned as an aside, and the FBI, that agency which, you know, happens to be spying on Americans, in spite of the reassurances that they weren't, using fictional material produced by, fictional erotic material produced by former British MI6 guys.
Hold on, this one slipped by me. The FBI's using erotic material to spy. I'm sorry, what happened?
The FBI was running child porn websites on the dark web.
Is that what he's talking about?
No, I'm guessing that's what he's talking about.
FBI abuse.
Fictional erotic material would not be child pornography.
That would be the Trump dossier, you know, the dossier about Trump doing the golden showers bit with prostitutes.
Right, which was supposedly fake news.
Right, well, and they used that to obtain those FISA warrants, which then they used to spy on the Trump campaign, then transition, and then the early presidency. And according to Cheryl Atkinson, they've been doing this to a lot of other people. And Cheryl Atkinson is somebody I view as somewhat credible.
I don't know who that is.
Nor do I.
And I don't know what you're saying here. Hang on, Matthew. It's we're going to continue here, see if we can clear this one up, too. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Are
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday edition of the program here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And Skype username LRN.FM in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
So we're going to continue here and also invite you over to freetalklive.com where you can get on our email list. We send out an email update usually about once a week to keep you in the loop with Free Talk Live. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box right there in the middle of the page toward the top at, once again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the universal basic income idea. Terrible idea. Come up here in moments. But first, Matthew is on the line with us here in Louisiana. And you were trying to make some kind of point about the FBI and spying. And I'm not really sure what it was. So I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to try to get it out there. So go ahead. Matthew?
FBI always state that, no, they would never do anything like that. But they did. And then the people who defend the FBI said they would never use the NICS system, the National Instant Background Checks, where the B went, I have no idea, system to create a gun registry. They're the same people, and they say they would never create a gun registry. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm thinking to myself, and this guy brought that up on Tom's show, holy schmoly, they probably do have a gun registry.
Well, certainly the ATF does, right? Like they.
ATF doesn't conduct the National Instant Background Check. That's the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to me, you know, one government agency having a registry of guns versus another government agency, I'm opposed to all of it. I mean, I don't think that the government needs to know where you have, what you have, anything about that. But, you know, they love to have information about you. They love to create databases and, you know about the things that you do and the things that you have. And the only way that that's ever going to stop is if the federal government goes away. I mean, until then,
well,
they're just going to keep becoming.
I don't know that we can get the federal government to go away, but certainly looking at the behavior of the FBI, I am totally with you on the point that definitely that agency, if it doesn't go away need some serious, serious reform to bring it back in line with.
But that's the thing. You can't bring the government back in line. I mean, they have too much power. They have too much control. And there's just nobody who's going to go in there to change the deck, you know, to do more than change around the deck chairs on the Titanic.
But just wave around the Constitution.
Hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the concern and you bringing it up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think that there are legitimate concerns in the FBI, the NSA, the, you know, fill in the blank, whatever, police agency, CIA, these agencies.
Fact that they exist
is
concerning.
Exactly. Well, now, of course, the excuse, Daryl, is, there's terrorism, there's violence, there's killers, we need to have the FBI.
Right, so you stop employing them by, with the FBI and the CIA and the U.S. Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Secret Service.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Border Patrol.
It's not going to get any better.
I don't think I've ever heard of a park ranger killing anybody.
I bet it's happened.
It probably has happened. I've just not heard about that.
I mean, there's a lot of park rangers out there, and I'm sure there's been some kind of incident.
I don't think anybody from the Postal Service has killed anybody in several years.
Well, what was there? Was that one time where they shot each other, right?
That was back in like the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
I mean, the only way that's ever going to change is if the federal government completely implodes and goes away. I mean, otherwise, all they're ever going to do is increase their size, increase their scope, increase their intrusiveness, increase the expense, and that's just what their incentives are.
But, Ian, the Republicans control the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the White House.
Again?
And they talk about small government.
Yeah, they do, just like they talked about it when they were in control during the Bush administration and made the government bigger.
Yeah,
just like they're going to do again now. I mean, I understand that you can point to some things that Donald Trump has done that are a little different, that, you know, do ring of trying to roll back a few things here and there. The FCC regulations have been rolled back slightly, but we're just talking about a little nip and tuck difference.
Right,
here.
The FCC still winds up having a bunch of regulations in place. They just rolled back one of them.
They rolled back a handful. It's been more than one, but, they've rolled back some of them, and good for them, but it's hard to get very excited about that when the total burden that is being brought upon the American people, I guarantee you, is not going to go down from one year to the next, even by the end of the Trump administration. Now, I mean, if I'm wrong about that, that's fine. Okay, somebody else gets elected, and it goes back in the other direction of bigger government. It's almost never going to take a step back, but if it does, there'll be another 10 steps taken forward towards more taxation.
Yeah.
For every one step that's taken backwards.
So should we jump back into this UBI article, have somebody on the phone?
Ricky is waiting on the line here in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ricky.
Yeah, thank you there, Brother Ian. Good evening.
What's
brother
on your mind tonight?
It was Brother Chris, Johnny Ray. Huh? How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not there, brother. Why do you think I'm drunk there, Brother Darrow? Not that that'd be so horrible.
Because you're stumbling over your words?
It could have been
a cigarette, brother. Is that all right?
Okay. Let's go. What do you got?
Well, I want to talk about lying. I swore my honor to tell the truth. People lie very easily.
It does sound like he's slurring, doesn't he?
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
Well, no, because, somebody called in oopsie-daisy. Somebody had an oopsie-daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. Now, the bad thing is, it's a million plus, say, people, probably on average, maybe.
Are you just really hoarse? Like, your voice is cracking. Have you been shouting at a concert?
Smoking cigarettes. That winds up, goofing with your throat.
I wanted him to answer the question. What, Ricky?
It's yelling at these people on the Skype, because there's a problem. Well, first of all, she lied to Brother Chris, which I'm sure is obvious. I mean, you realize
you're talking
that.
About our caller, Oopsie Daisy, who called over the last couple of nights on Free Talk Live.
Right. And see, here's the thing. She's riding on Ricky from the Commonwealth.
You wish she was.
Well, here's the problem. She talks all this stuff. See, she's a socialist and a communist sympathizer. So reason why? Yeah, because they can't own me in the group. But she even admits it, because they made a
move. Now, hold on a second. Let's talk about this for a moment. What is this group? You guys are having some sort of online chat with a large number of people on Skype?
Well, see, how it happened, I've never been on them. See, Stephen got owned, like I said, and I got dumped on them, so I'm there. So I got to make my mark. See what happened? You talk on there. I mean, there's a lot of people in the chat. But there's maybe only maybe 5 to 6 hand on average.
What
on
is
call.
What is this though? Is this like a group? Because I've seen a picture of this girl. She looks, you know, somewhat attractive. I'm not sure if it's actually her, but Stefan had said that it was. Is it a bunch of men, lonely internet guys, like fawning over this one woman? Is that what the group's point purpose is?
Yeah, somewhat. The problem with okay. it is everybody's full of crap. You see, in all these groups, and they try to say things. See, as an example. You know, because they can't own Rickett from the Commonwealth. And there's just, they don't like you, so go, whatever. And they'll get all hot and bothered. And see, the answer is, we'll just vote him out. See, here's our, Veruca, the new deputy. I don't know when they did this. See, but the answer
Veruca
is...
Veruca is Oopsie Daisy, right? Isn't that just a different name?
Oh, yes.
That she uses?
Salt.
Yeah. Okay.
I have more respect to give her actual name. Now, the fact of the matter is, see, they made a rule, you see, amongst themselves, you know... For any reason at all, so much for freedom of speech. Because, see, I have a problem with this because it's called freedom of speech. It's a communist.
You don't have freedom of speech in a private chat room.
No, but there's a couple of us. No, see, if they don't like what I got to say, or I'm saying something, they can't own me, and I bust on them too bad, they can just vote me out together for any reason. I have no say in it. That's communism. And she admits it.
I thought that was democracy.
Yeah, that would be democracy. That would be a way that one could run a private group.
By definition, you know, democracy can be communist. If 32% of the people can wind up imposing their will on 68%, and I'll explain how 32% instead of 50 plus 1, because generally you only have about half of the people show up to vote, so you get a majority of, you know, the minority that shows up to vote, you could wind up really having, you know, like 5% impose their will on 95%.
But that doesn't have to do with communism. Communism would be the appropriation of people's energy and their, you know, the product of the, whatever it is they make or produce, and then giving it to other people in the group. So I suspect that's not what's going on.
Well,
in
claiming ownership of, if the voters of the municipality where we live decided that people named Ian can't live in this town, they basically then wind up claiming ownership over you and your house.
But that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, Daryl. We're talking about a Skype chat where Ricky is bitching because some people don't like him.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how he can, you know, confuse communism and democracy.
Right.
Well, no, she confuses it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. I appreciate that. I got to say, though, Ricky's call, more interesting, even though it's about a pointless chat group, than the previous two calls before. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Hour number two is on the way. I think we got more on the universal basic income and other things like economics in one lesson. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.